This weekend, Americans are once again nervous about possible terrorism. The FBI says the Al-Qaeda network may intend to carry out spectacular attacks that would bring mass casualties and severe damage to the U.S. economy. The emergency bulletin was prompted partly by the audio-taped message believed to be from Osama bin Laden. This week's tape is another reminder that the war against Al-Qaeda still has a ways to go. NPR's Tom Gelton has an update.
Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda network hadn't exactly been forgotten here, but Washington this past Tuesday was focusing mainly on Saddam Hussein and the prospect of war in Iraq. And then came the Osama bin Laden tape. President Bush was clearly irritated when a reporter asked whether the United States shouldn't have gotten the Al-Qaeda leaders by now. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, on the other hand, got away with a joke when a reporter asked him about Osama bin Laden.
Charlie, the answer to the question, is he alive or dead? The answer is yes, he is alive or dead.
But the FBI alert shows the U.S. government is concerned about the resurgence of Al-Qaeda, particularly if it's under Osama bin Laden's command. If the voice in the tape is that of bin Laden, and U.S. authorities believe it is, he comes close to suggesting that a string of recent terrorist attacks from Bali to Jordan could all be linked to Al-Qaeda. As for bin Laden himself, U.S. officials suspect he's hiding in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border area, where U.S. troops have a hard time operating effectively. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Richard Myers, told a Washington audience this month that Al-Qaeda forces seem to have adapted to the new situation more quickly and successfully than U.S. forces have. "We've lost a little momentum there," he said. That point was underscored with the appearance of the bin Laden tape and now the FBI warning about new Al-Qaeda attacks. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle this week was harsh in assessing the anti-terrorism effort.
"We haven't found bin Laden. We haven't made any real progress in many of the other areas involving the key elements of Al-Qaeda. They continue to be as great a threat today as they were a year and a half ago. So by what measure can we say this has been successful so far?"
There have been some advances. A U.S. strike in Yemen killed several Al-Qaeda members, allegedly including both the ringleader in Yemen and the head of a possible Al-Qaeda sleeper cell in the United States. A recent FBI sting operation resulted in the arrest of three men in Hong Kong reportedly trying to buy missiles for Al-Qaeda. The U.S. military has also opened up a new front against Al-Qaeda around the Horn of Africa, where a Marine task force is setting up a base. At the White House yesterday, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said people should not assume no progress is being made in the war against terrorism.
"I would just remind the American people that it took a while for Al-Qaeda to become the organization that it is. It's going to take a while to break them up."
If the United States soon takes action in Iraq, it will therefore mean fighting two wars at once. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.